Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdrastuytse. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self, cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Well, Grand Rising, everybody, I am so excited to be here and to have one of my favorite people on earth joining me, my sister from another mister, Michelle Roach, the Rockstar Coach. And before I bring her on, I just want to make sure that you know how to connect. So take it to the banner at the bottom of the screen. You can call in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to, you can just either call in, just listen on that number if you don't want to do a link, blah, 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 or you can call in that number and press 1 and you get to ask a question, have a reading, intuitive reading, whatever it is that's on July 5th. The day after Independence Day, when we're going to help you manifest your independence, right? What does that look like? What is it that fuels your soul, helps you to rise up? What parts are you missing that we can possibly help you gain access to so you can learn, and be guided to a quicker manifestation of your dreams? So without further ado,
baha!
Hello.
Grand Rising, everybody. Hi, Chris. I can't believe you. I mean, you are dedicated friend. We love you.
Yes.
6 a.m. there, I believe.
Yes. No, honey. It's 5.
Is it 5?
It's 5.
I can't remember. So I grew up in Arizona, but I can't remember ever. Okay. Is it 2 hours or is it 3 hours? I can never remember that. So
let's see what she says.
5 a.m. Yes. Oh, my God. Yeah, you are a better person than me. I'm barely awake now, and it's 8 o'clock here. So yeah,
okay, but
let's put this
into context, shall we? What's your name?
Okay.
Again? Oh, the Rockstar Coach.
Oh yeah.
What have you been doing every night?
I might have had a glass of wine, and it might have been late. Might have been outside and really hot, and it drained me.
Yeah, we were outside all day yesterday over at Roswell Mill. You've been hiding there. And we just honked the front all day. And all of a sudden it was 7 o'clock at night. And we got home, or we dropped off our friends at the house. And they're both very talented health practitioners. They're still studying to be chiropractors, but one already does is a doctor of physical therapy in Italy. So he's from Italy.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. And she does applied kinesiology, but I actually call it something a little different. I've known it to be called A.K. Cry from another doctor I work with in Illinois. And so she can actually muscle test what her allergies are.
Yes, I've had that done before. Yeah, I had a doctor in Tennessee that did that. And
Sunshine? It's
crazy. I wasn't the doctor, but there was two doctors in this practice, and the film doctor is the one that I went to.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, she cured me of all sorts of allergies there. Now, since I've moved to Georgia, I have a new set with all of Paul in here. But, all you do from what I experienced anyway, you can literally put a plate or like a bowl or something with some water in it, and it will put it outside and catches the pollen and things in the air. And then they put it in a little vial, which is what they use, put in your hand to muscle test to then, you know, cure you of your allergy. It's really an amazing, so easy. I couldn't believe it. I was like, how in the world is it going to work? Sure enough, it did. Amazing.
I want to show you something, but do you have your bod?
Yeah, it's right here, actually.
Okay. So show it.
Okay. I will show it.
Okay. So don't have mine. I don't know where it's at. And hi, Teddy. So happy you're showing it. Versus your allergies.
Yeah.
I mean, that thing. So you don't have to have the muscle testing or anything.
Right. No, I know. You gave me the information on that, but yeah. But this was in Tennessee many years ago before I knew about this. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, but I'm saying if you have a new set of allergies, I do too, because I moved to another state, that will help you. So.
Yeah.
And what does Christina say? I can need out the fabulous to tell my back all day long. I love AK. Love AK. And what I love is that there's so many different ways to get to Rome. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, and actually, I want to talk about something before we start doing readings. And, you know, if you want to call into the show, let me see if we have anybody. We have callers, but nobody's got their hand up yet to ask a question. You can also ask a question in the text. So, like, Teddy, if you want to ask a question, you can type in your question on YouTube. It'll show up, and then we'll answer that for you. Okay? So you know, I've been in training. I was in training for 2 weeks. Actually, technically, officially a divine intervention. I'm a master in divine intervention, a spontaneous remission, which means you can spontaneously heal a disease or concern. And there's pretty cool videos out where I see where one of the masters has, I mean, they take a before and after picture, like got cysts on his legs and they're gone. But as you know, Michelle, you have to heal yourself first, don't you?
Yeah, do the work. Yeah.
Yeah. We can still heal people while we're doing the work, while we're doing our own work, or help be the conduit. Let's be very specific about that. We can still be the conduit for people to heal. I had to cope with there while I was in training was my weightness. And so I want to kind of bring this up because I feel one compelled to own it, claim it, and release it. I think it's going to help. I know it's going to help others. So since I moved here, I gained weight. And then moved here to Georgia, which was November 1st. And before I went on this 2 week training excursion, I bought some new clothes. And guess what? They already fit.
That's great.
No, they don't fit. They're too tight.
They're too tight. I'll put them in the way. Okay, I'm sorry.
It's not even close to normal. Now, keep in mind, I'm not here. I eat clean. And so God has always used my vessel as a tool to share experiences with others on health, as you know. I mean, you've seen these pictures, right? So what I got was, I mean, it's kind of hard to get that kind of weight that quickly in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So, and there was a lot of constipation involved, and still is. I just figured it out this morning because it was downloaded to me. I have parasites.
So explain that to me, because I always have thought of parasites as like eating the they take our nutrition, and then it would also then take our fat and our weight, but not true.
No, because you ever seen the puppies, like the bellies of a puppy that has worms?
Yes,
so
okay.
Those parasites are growing.
Yes, they are taking your nutrition, however, they're growing themselves because they're eating your nutrition.
That's right.
Gotcha.
And I give them
okay.
So I have light therapy, so this morning, I'll just do it on my stomach, and they'll be dead. It'll be fine. But what I want people to know is there is so much more to being healthy than eating well. Okay? It means activity. It means, you know, going for those walks. It also means, and these parasites are energetic. Meaning, you can't have parasites inside your body unless you have parasites outside your body. It has to go both ways. Live with, not live with. But someone who's in my circle, a parasite. And I know who that is, and it's fine. It's my lesson. But when you have a parasite outside your body, you have a parasite inside your body. As above, so below. Yeah, above, or I forget, but it's just an energy thing, and it's in your etheric field. So, So Christina says they also produce gas, among other things. What kind? I just know how to get rid of all of them. So, and one of the ways you can get rid of parasites is using burdock root. So I put that in my coffee this morning. But the red is just so fast to get rid of it. So, and I had parasites before, no surprise. So I just want people to know that try not to judge a book by its cover, right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And try not to judge if you're the book.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and others.
Yeah, and it was interesting because when I was 235 pounds, I didn't have judgment on myself. It was weird.
Mm-hmm.
But because I became a nutritionist, it's not now you got to look at it the way. Sorry, it doesn't work that way.
Well, you know, that brings up something that has come up a little bit recently. Someone was talking about acting their age or looking their age or whatever. And I said, you know, sometimes people will say, well, you know, they'll ask me how old I am. Oh, you don't look your age or whatever. And or they'll talk about how they feel. Oh, I don't. So it's like, okay, if you are in this body, you are the age you are what you are, this is how you should feel in this moment. This is you.
Right.
We can't always look and compare ourselves with others. There are, you know, benchmarks or things, of course, nutrition and health and things like that. That
well, blood
you know,
pressure, cholesterol, yeah, that's fine.
Yes,
yeah.
Those types of things. However, the judgment or is this how I should feel, you know, at this age or can I be better in this or not doing that or whatever? Or, you know, some people say, oh, well, they shouldn't be doing that at their age. Well, why not? If they're able to, they're healthy enough and it feels good to them, then they should be doing that at whatever age they're at.
Right. I'm with you 100% because we just need to stop comparing ourselves to other people. We're our own worst enemy when we do that. And then I'll just say this. She says, better question to ask is, are you happy?
Yep.
Yeah, right? And what makes you happy, Christina? It can be different for me, for Shell, for Teddy, you know, like that. And I think that we just have to really honor the diversity, honor the differences. Because, you know, I worked with a functional medicine doctor in our Illinois for quite some time. And I think these pop-ups on my desk. You know what? I better make sure that this is on Do Not Disturb. I just have a sense. Hold on. Yeah, there's some things going on here. We'll put this on. Okay. So he is an amazing doctor. And one of the things he always said to me is I want to be able to do all these things because it was more of a control factor. He was constantly comparing himself to other people. And but we're supposed to be uniquely different. And I put my hand on his heart chakra. And I said, you're a love. I said, you're a love. But you don't have to compete with anybody else. Like, and so you can just love yourself where you're at. And I get it. But try not. Think about if you wear pants, putting one pant leg on at a time and see how it fits.
And just try it a little at a time. It may not even be for an entire day, but it might be for 15 minutes. Okay, set a timer and just for 15 minutes only think about loving yourself and good positive thoughts of yourself. See how that feels.
Yeah, so I'm putting up oh, here we go. Yeah. Self-love affirmations. So let's check this out for a minute. Self-love is so important. Mm-hmm. I love myself. I love my body. I love who I am. I am enough. I am unaffected by the judgment of others. I am strong. I am wanted. I trust myself. I'm perfect just the way I am. You know, like get yourself some love affirmations. Because
absolutely.
Yeah. And Christina said, it's those differences that make life so interesting and move society forward. Amen. So, the distinctions, the differences, it's our, hold on a second, here we are. I think that, I think people have been programmed, really programmed to think that they have to take a side on everything. And I almost kind of feel, I know you'll jump into this, you know, if we don't have people calling in for readings, maybe it's just because they need guidance. You know what I mean? Like global guidance. Christina is so spot on. She says, we can only love another as much as we love ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what do you see in the collective, like, I mean, there's a lot I can talk about. What do you see as a collective, some direction we can give them, Tay?
Well, I'm seeing the world is being programmed. Now, we don't have to be to that. Mm-hmm. However, those that are not awakened or aware, I'll use the word aware rather, because you don't have to be at some certain spiritual level in order to not be susceptible to these things. You just have to be aware of what's going on. And it's very interesting, I won't get into the details, but I was involved in a situation this week where I was very triggered by something that by a picture that I posted about independence, and because they are very upset about some things that are going on in our country right now. Mm-hmm. And so what I posted, which was not political or spiritual, anything, and it was very mundane actually, but it triggered something in them and lashed out
at you,
at me.
Wow. Mm-hmm,
at me. Or an assumption that the picture that I posted, they then assumed they knew how I felt, what my views were, etc. And of course, I responded in love because that's who I am.
Right.
And I didn't delete posts or anything like that because we live in this country, one of our freedom of speech. And yes, they were on my page and I could have deleted them and it wasn't appropriate to a degree. However, it was inappropriate. They were able to speak their mind and I allowed that because I believed in that. I believe that we should see, we should be unique, we should show and listen to the other side, if there are two sides, which there are just two sides.
No, there's one side, two sides, that side, this side, the cube, right? And then you've got
exactly.
The space, right? All those, yeah.
Right, exactly. So, and there's little details each one. And so, you know, we should, in my opinion, we should open our minds, allow ourselves to become aware of how other people think, how other people feel. When you see that something is triggering to either you or someone else, instead of lashing out, really turn your eyes inward and say, okay, what is causing this trigger? What is causing me to react, or what is causing this person to react? And there's something going on in the other person that allows them to lash out at somebody, and not even ask questions. I mean, just make assumptions and then lash out. But the bigger global, which was the question in the place before I got derailed.
Oh, no, this is good. No, this is, I'm actually taking notes so I can share.
Okay.
Yeah. You're doing a great job. The
global lesson here, or awareness, is that's exactly what the powers that be, whatever you believe those powers to be, whether they be government or energetic or all of the above, or, you know, whatever those powers are, that is exactly what they want. Then guess what? We're looking at each other, human beings, and we're doing this. Therefore, we're not looking out here. And if we have blinders on, then we don't see the bigger picture. And when we don't see the bigger picture, it exacerbates the issues at hand and allows others to come in and allows hatred and disillusion and, just an entire myriad of other things that we are allowing in when we don't allow ourselves to understand that I'm not really battling with this other human being, really. We're battling, if you will, dark versus light. And just because somebody has a different opinion or a different view than you, not them dark and light or vice versa. It means you have different viewpoints, and that our belief, but we can then not have blinders on, and we can be open-minded to some other view besides our own. And it may change our viewpoint of something.
Hey, yelling how, right? The how.
Yeah. If we're yelling and berating and belittling someone as this person did, it's not going to change anybody's mind. In fact, probably going to make them push even harder against you or against that belief. When we can do it in love, that's not always easy. When we can do it in love and openness and acceptance or tolerance, even, then we have a chance at making it.
Yeah, I agree. So coming from love, starting with the fake love, he says, is really the way to go. It's easy. One of the things that happened during the training, so I was going with like 12 people, and they're one, don't know, maybe two of them, and I didn't know at that level. Think about it. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, and you're sleeping next to them too, just saying. And I'm going to back up for a moment and say, about 2 decades ago, when I was training with Landmark Education, one of the concepts that I learned was, like, I could walk into a room and I'd have 10 people like lined up in a wall, and I know them all, and they all have a different experience with me, right? And, well, that's because we all have different energies, different relationships. And then I learned something new this weekend after 2 decades of learning that concept. And it doesn't feel like a gift at the point in time, but I'm going to tell you it's a gift. That is this. There was a woman there who triggered me. I mean, no surprise, right? And so triggered something from my childhood. Why? So when 10 people show up, some are there to be like your soul sister, like you are for me, right? And some are here to trigger you so that you can clear or transmute that experience and energy and no longer be triggered by it. Like, let go. Right? And how she showed up was really nothing like who she is. So Spirit had her show up like my sister just for that.
Yay, thank you.
Boom, this is the one. Oh, it's deep. I can't use those words, can I? I love it.
Don't get me giggling. I might not stop.
That's
worrying.
Okay. That is okay.
I have to keep myself.
No. Don't do that. After it's beautiful.
It's very healing.
It is very healing. And, you know, Christina is going back. Now, going back to what you were saying also, you know, this dividedness, Christina makes a really good point. It's keeping everyone separated and divided, other people control over you.
Yeah.
So as long as one chooses to not have their own opinion, not let others have their opinion, right, guess what? Mm-hmm. You just stepped into the game. You picked up the dice.
Yeah.
So, and actually, go ahead.
We're and go something quick, you know, we can have our opinion and yet not always feel compelled to share it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this person that really was trying to get a reaction out of me, I didn't react. And she kept, you know, pushing. I believe to get an opinion and a reaction, and to really, I wasn't giving my opinion, that therefore I was complacent. I was going to be going. Yeah. And so it's, you know, no, that's not the case at all. I absolutely have my own opinion. I choose to give them in different ways, and I choose not to use the platform that that is on to voice my opinions about things such as that you keep bringing up. So just because you don't give your opinion doesn't mean you have either place, right?
I totally agree there's a time and a place, and frankly, you know, I want people to share their opinion. You can be kind about it. I
yes.
don't own that. I was not as so I don't well I was and they don't have the freedom of speech. They do. But they don't have the freedom to be mean to me.
Agreed.
And so you can say anything you want, but just like I don't want that energy in my field, and I don't want the people who I have around me to be exposed to that kind of energy. So I just, and exactly the one I didn't think was really wrong. I kind of liked that you gave that person freedom to just mm-hmm. who they were, and I was kind of glad that I chose that. I didn't want that energy in my face being so empathic.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, the reason that I chose to leave it to be seen was honestly to show there is another way. You don't have to just delete. You absolutely can. And if it were to get further down a road that doesn't need to go, then eventually I will have to, because there's, you know, it becomes nonsense after a while. But, you know, to show other people, the way I responded, that there, yes, there is another way. And you can have somebody come at you and not react. And that, in my opinion, shows your character. shows hurt in someone else, really. It has nothing to do with me. I know it's coming at me, not at me. It's not at me at all because she doesn't even know me. That's the thing.
Right.
You know?
People on my thread, I didn't even really know them because I have friend request people, right?
Yeah.
And so that's the other important thing for people to know is someone else's anger, whether they know you or don't know you, is really about them. Let's go to commercial real quick. Let me just go here. This one here.
Hi, I'm Jody Susana, Susana Essentials. I started Susana Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. Susana Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses. And we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food and medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food and medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their mental well-being. And we do that all with plant energy-based. Hi, I'm Jerry Susan, Susan Essentials.
It went again. That went twice. Let's just tell you twice. So
I love it.
Yeah. And it is
yeah, I'm a vegan, but
yeah, you're vegan, right? Or
vegetarian.
So love you where you're at. The cool thing about bacon is the fat is full of D3. Vitamin D.
Yeah, that's so good for you.
So good for you. And I want to just let you know, we're taking that program, which right now for a family is $1,500 and over $1,000 for an individual. And we're making it self-paced. And so we're actually going to be doing pre-sales starting in 2 weeks before September 1st. We'll get it for $99.
Oh, my gosh.
Self-paced.
Tell them what they get, Jody.
So this is really cool. You get, thank you, because you get like everything you need to know to make your own choice. I don't tell you to go vegan, vegetarian. I'm telling you to go paleo. I'm telling you to go keto. I tell you what the benefit is of each one of these foods. With Brazil nuts, what foods will naturally lower your sugar level? So if you're diabetic, foods, right? How do you, it includes, I have tons of recipes that I provide. I have food plans that are included with that. There's ways on how to clean your food so you can get rid of pesticides with ease. The most important part, I think, is how to source your food and how to source it affordably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you can buy the optional starter kit, and the starter kit comes with a shower head, because if you're diabetic and you're showering in water that has fluoride, you're spiking your sugar levels. We have evidence that's what happens in your water supply.
I know.
Right?
We can have a whole show on that.
Right. So your starter kit comes with a water filter, a shower head. It comes with two different essential oils, lemon essential oil, which takes out the microplastics from our intestinal tract. It comes with cilantro essential oil, which gets rid of most heavy metals in your body. There's other things you can get that will do the rest. That's a great start. And keep in mind, we want to do this low and slow. And the reason we want to do this low and slow is because if you are pulling the stuff out
that, your organs are having to reprocess that. And so, and if this doesn't work, then we can do blood testing. Let's start the easy way first, which is just changing your diet to these things. And by the way, if you like meat, you can have meat. If you like fish, you can have fish. If you like fat, I can show you all the good fats. And by the way, you need fat for your brain health. So
I can eat my weight in avocado.
Precisely, right?
I love them.
Yeah, and it's really just so good for you. I'm not a big fan of avocados personally. I have them from time to time, but the healthiest, greatest fats on the planet. Walnut, great for your brain. Cashew, nature's antidepressant.
Love them.
Yeah, just name a few. These are, hold on. These are true. Thank you. And D3 is really good for your immune system. So thank you, Andrew. Tell us what they get. I hope that that's enough. And Jennifer Sennett, I love you. So happy. She said she loves walnut milk. Yeah, great for your brain health. So we'll be offering this. I love her. So Jen and I met in Barrington. We were having a garage sale. She's lived down the street from us, and she's just, I don't know. And that's not her picture. Jen's that picture of. Can't even tell. Like how you and I met. We knew we loved each other right when we just. Yeah, that's enough for two. And I'm so grateful that God has brought my trip to me. You know, my phone.
Mm-hmm. I was just thinking of that. It's like, you know, I hear a lot of times too with women, I hear, oh, as I get older, you know, my friend group becomes smaller or it's harder to make friends. And I used to agree with that. And I used to say that. And I guess if you look at it on a human plane, for me, that is true. However, I have opened up and now found my tribe. And my tribe is getting bigger because I think it's a product of where we are in the world, meaning we are here on this planet at time for and they were put here for the same thing and we're all being drawn together for, you know, the evolution, the ascension of the planet and the raising of the vibration of the planet. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, the woodwork, little cockroaches, but they're beautiful cockroaches.
Can we use something other than that? So we had a dog at our house.
We'll say money multiply really fast.
Money is soft, cuddly. So
Chris says her friends increase too.
Yeah.
Because we're buying a tribe, Chris.
Yeah. We're vibrating at the same level. You know, or you know what I mean, close to. Let me find out. It's a paid commercial. So she says yes. So let me make her play that real quick.
Great.
And then don't we forget to talk about the dog that was outside my house.
Okay, I won't. You know me. If it's a dog, I'll talk about the dog all day.
Yeah, talk about it.
Never mind. I might forget.
I have a dog out there.
No, that's not a dog. That must have been huge cockroach.
I'm telling you.
I'm in Arizona. I know a big cockroach.
It was the first time I ever saw one of those when I lived in Arizona.
Crime in Chicago continues to increase. Communities and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves. but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 community. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
We have totally let this show derail. It's all my fault.
I think it's kind of where it needed to go. It's because they're in North here. They carry off all animals. So I lived in Arizona in 1981 to 1984, 85, something like that. And I'm living, you know, almost it's really decent. I mean, nice. Right. They're not paying rent.
Yeah, but they will eat your food.
Yeah. Okay, but she goes, wait. She goes, and cut the rent. Yeah, so when we moved here, we're staying in a hotel for whatever number of months until we have a place to live. And I'm like, there's a dog in the house. And it was a dream. So now I've got my peppermint essential oil, right? Pouring my peppermint essential oil down the drain. Yeah. I'm like, you try coming back to that, because I'll tell you, you didn't pay rent. You're not paying what I have to pay, so you don't get to be here.
My dad, so this is the lessons that you gained from your parents, or those that raised you. Myself, you can tell me. No, they don't come out of the drain. He had a job where he worked. He knew what he was talking about. I'll just say that. Just read the details of what he used to do.
Okay.
But he's like, cockroaches can't swim. So they don't come up out of the drain. They come up out of what you're seeing is they've gone down the drain, and so they're coming up the drain because they're going down to get water. And I'm like, Dad, you're telling me that I literally have cockroaches living in my apartment. And he's like, yeah. And he was not wrong. I mean, any apartment that you live in, especially if you're on the bottom floor, you're going to have cockroaches. It's just the way it is. You
doesn't
mean you're a dirty person. It's just the way it is.
So they don't come up from the drain?
They do, because what are they
having? They're not originating through the drain.
Correct. I mean, I see a lot of crazy things when I read. I don't want to see that.
That's fun.
So, you know, Jennifer said, Jen Stennett, who's a counselor, by the way, by speaking our truth, we give others permission to explore their truth. That's so true. It's just amazing who I've seen change their vibration to rise up. There's power in our voices. Yeah, thank you, Jen.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah, it's so true. And when we speak up, so in our truth, we give others permission. Path for people to have give themselves permission to speak. So let me bring to the animal kingdom. So I have two birds, which I probably should bring in shortly. Fagla and Tinkerbell. And Tinkerbell couldn't fly, she couldn't perch, she didn't play with toys. You know the story. And so does Jen. And so got her another bird. She tried to be a bird. Right? So it gave Tinkerbell permission to play with toys. It gave Tinkerbell to start walking around the house. It gave Tinkerbell place to be. You know, like that. We have this whole board lit up here. Hold on.
Oh.
And, And then Christina saying, ha ha, did she talk about those? Jennifer, answer, yes. It is scary. And and she says, from Australia. Rebecca, thank you. How are things in South Australia? Talk to us. Do you need a reading? Does anybody need a reading?
Lovely to have you here from Australia. Thank you for joining.
Yeah, really. And how did you hear of us? That's what I want to know. So, yeah. And then Teddy, she said, I've done and applied the landmark curriculum for living. Yes, me too. And self-expression for living. Then coded. Coached others to SELP. So did my brother Stephen, my late brother. She says, I think that work is priceless. Totally agree. This is a foundation for me because it helped me understand myself. And, you know, thank you. I'm going to say that I took that course. I did the curriculum for living as with it that I didn't like. Right? You're always going to learn all this stuff from different resources, and you don't have, like, every little piece. Take what you need, use it, incorporate it into your life. If there's a couple things you don't get right then, don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. You know, have at it. Christina says, what a fabulous point, Jen. Yeah. I should connect it. The two of you should connect on Facebook. I'll connect if you don't find each other. But like-minded. And Christina have to say, she's maybe even giving them permission to even figure out what their opinion is. So did you ever see that? Who was it? It was some movie where a woman was dating this guy, and then whoever she was dating, that was the kind of eggs that she liked. So when she stopped dating men for a while, she went out and tried all the different types of eggs, like scrambled, sunny side up, whatever it was, to find out who she was. What is her opinion? Because what she was doing was being her partner. To be a people pleaser.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I did myself. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll probably do that again at some point. Because I think it definitely is prevalent, you know, especially in females, I will say. I've seen it more in women than in men, just by virtue of, you know, our society. But yeah, it can be really difficult to know who you are if you're always trying to please someone else. And, you know, I think I'll say this too, going out on a limb, you know, religion has influenced them that you always put other people before yourself. You go last. I understand. You know, it goes back to the put your oxygen mask first. You can't help other people. It's just exactly what Chris was saying earlier. You can't help other people if you don't help yourself. You can't help them if you don't help yourself. You can't help someone from an empty cup. You know, how are you going to fill them up if your cup is empty? So we can't just be looking at others and seeing what we do for others all the time, we're not filling up ourselves. And a lot of times, we give and give and give, and we don't receive, or we don't allow ourselves to receive. Other people, this is a whole other topic, really. Other people may be trying to give it to you if you are not receiving, if you're not in the energy of receiving, thinking that you're worthy to receive, then you continue to be.
Was received. So, because I'm divine masculine. And
So I had to be the divine feminine and learn how to receive. And that was easy for me. I mean, because I was, I'm not going to go into all the details, but basically I need to be the divine master, not only this lifetime, but past lifetimes. So if you're joining past life, you learn to be the divine master real fast. Says here. She's now on Facebook versus YouTube. Aren't most people think we're caregivers by nature? And yeah, I think that we are. But I want to say this, like, you know, Jennifer, I know you've taught, I'm sure you teach others about self-care, you know, and we, you know, actually just stating exactly what Michelle is stating, which we have to fill our own cup. What are you pouring from? You know, what are you pouring from? We have so many comments. Make yourself happy and it spreads to others. Right? If our receiver is broken, so is our giver. Yeah, because if you're received, spot on. So if your receiver is broken, so is our giver. And I'm going to do some interpretation of this. And if I'm off, let me know. It means oftentimes that you're giving too much and it may even be overwhelming to the other person. You can't provide someone mouth to mouth. Okay, probably not doing that real soon. Not change.
Depends on who needs it.
Cancel. I'll give mouth to mouth. Yeah.
Not receive it or not.
Amen, sister. And he says, yes, it's great. Andrew says, yes, it's gratifying to give, but we need to be able to receive. Remember the joy that other person gains when you show things. And that is true. That's a really good point. Right? So,
actually, something I taught in that class that I recall was that fact exactly, Andrew, is that, you know, if we are not allowing someone else the joy of giving,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, if you're presenting a gift to someone, how would it make you feel if they're either, you know, if they say, no, I don't want that, no, you know, or they take it, but they're not grateful for it because they don't know how to receive it. I mean, we want to give. We get joy out of giving, so allow someone else to receive that same kind of joy.
Right. And that's like even, I was at this temple over the last 2 weeks, but we did a lot of stuff. And they handed me something to consume, and I really didn't want it, but how offensive would that have been if I didn't take it?
Mm-hmm.
So we have to remember sometimes we can just accept it, take a little sip or whatever, you know, show that you're accepting and receiving, and then they know that you've tried, you know, like that. So we actually have to do a commercial. So I want to really encourage people, we're having a lot of fun, which I like, this has been fun. If there's something that you would like guidance on, you can write your question in the thread. You can also just dial into the show and press 1 if you have a question, you know, and you want to, you know, you want to ask a question. So the phone number for the show is 515-605-9325. And the hand goes and I'll be able to bring you on. So anyway, let me run a quick commercial here, a couple of them.
Our kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
All right. And I'm thinking of other commercial in here. You know, actually, one of my sister's commercials from the radio. So Zelda Robinson, the stress relief coach, she's on Mondays. Such an amazing soul and has so much wisdom. And I want to see if I can find her commercials. I can play it. But she's on Monday. Here we go. This is one more second here. Zelda. So that might be a commercial because I'm struggling to find her commercial. I've got all these here. All the promo she's got. I don't see Zelda's. So, but what I will say is that if you want to tune to Wisdom, tune in on E-Day for Wisdom on the show. And on Monday, you know, she has her particular show. So when we have the right to refuse, we're going to get to that. Let me run a quick commercial here. So this is
the Famous Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start the week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speak. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Simon. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima T and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Global Solutions, Dr. Debbie Green. And Friday, Health and Wellbeing with Beyond. Saturday, tune in 12 noon, 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with John. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Moving On with Laura. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mandy. Join us Sunday, 10 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing, Beata. Call in and comment, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
All right, we're back and with Tinkerbell.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on higher learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
In the private chat, how you want people to connect with you so I can make sure that we have that available.
Yes. Thank you, Chris.
Yeah. Because I'm still sleeping. It was a lot of work, 24/7 for 2 weeks. I'm still decompressing and getting myself balanced. And I just want to make sure that if you want intuitive readings from you and coaching, that you know how to do that.
Also put a text number. Look it up.
Oh, and we have a call with a question. So we're going to take your call, 773-366. And give me 1 second just to finish up when I'm working here. Grand Rising, and what's your name?
Yes, Grand Rising. This is Naima calling on my other line. How are you today?
Beautiful. Thank you for playing Zelda's commercial.
Yeah. Yeah, I know sometimes things get lost in all on the list of audio clips. So, yeah, we want to make sure we throw that out there. But I had an intuitive reading last time, and so I thought perhaps because I'm still kind of struggling with the issue that has created an undercurrent of grief that your guest sort of picked up on. And I thought that, you know, maybe the best way to handle this, you know, keep busy, work harder, you know, focus on other things, keep working. But there's still that undercurrent of sadness that actually is sapping my energy. And so I'm trying to figure out how to overcome. It just seems like, you know, this is lasting too long. It's you know, depression is a biochemical thing. I know that. But there has to be a way to pull myself out of it, but I don't seem to be able to pull myself out of it, you know, no matter how hard I work or, you know, and it's just there like a rock that I've swallowed and it won't dissolve. So does your guest have, or you have any insight as to how to transform my spirit so that I am not weighed down by this inner sadness that doesn't seem to go away or melt away? It just is there, and you know, I don't want this to be my state of being, but I don't have the means to get rid of it. So maybe you have some insight on that.
Michelle, do you want to go first?
Sure. Yeah, so first of all, I heard the words, I don't have the means, and what I'm hearing is you do have the means to get through it and get past it. You have it inside yourself. What I'm also hearing is it's kind of going back to something that Jody was talking about earlier. Divine masculine versus divine feminine. Sometimes we are being called to sit in our feeling and in our emotion. I've heard the term, the only way through it is through it. And so sometimes, well, let me say this first. If it is a chemical imbalance, sometimes we do need to take the medical route also, not to discount that. However, if this is not something that you have dealt with that's reoccurring and it truly is something that you can it is energetic, but it's also physical. It, you know, would ask what type of movement are you having? Meaning exercise. Are you getting outside in nature? Are you doing gratitude lists? So often we can get, I'm actually doing this actually in a perfect way. I have a masterclass coming up this week on Wednesday. If you'd like to join it, you are welcome to. It is absolutely free. It is free on Facebook. You can look it up or message me and give you the link. But it talks about, I'm going to be talking about getting out of a funk. And that's really what it is, in a funk. So sometimes it is just getting our body moving. Really focusing on what's going right. I have a coach, Lindsay Dance, and she had a in a journal, write every single day a list of three different things, so three different lists. One was gratitude, all the things we're grateful for. The second was an abundance list, meaning what are the evidences that we are abundant? And then thirdly, what is going right? So what is going right in my life right now? And some days, I will tell you, it was harder than others to find things to write down because I was in a funk or maybe something had gone wrong. However, I promise you, when you start focusing only on those things, and I know it can be difficult. I'm going to give you one more tip. This is more coaching than it is intuitive, but all of my coaching is channeled. I feel like it's kind of the same thing.
I think you're doing a great job, and I'm so pleased. Yeah.
So another thing that we can do, this is something that when I feel like it's in the past life of mine, or this lifetime, being a real estate broker, I would have deals going south, you know, and it was a lot of money that I wasn't going to be making. And at one point, I could really get down in the depths of the anger, the depression, the, you know, frustration, the, you know, I'd be upset at myself. What could I do differently? And part of that is good. We do want to look at ourselves and say, okay, what a lesson here. However, once we've identified what the lesson is, we need to step out of that mindset, right, of depression and, oh, I'm, you know, I did this wrong, or why can't I do this, or whatever. To myself, okay, you have today. You can feel all the way that you want to feel. You can tell yourself anything. You want to tell yourself you can eat all bad food, but tomorrow morning when you have to move on. And I had to do that a few times, but I tell you what, once I got into the mode of that, I would, if the next day I started to go back to that issue and start thinking badly about it or something, I would say, nope, you had yesterday. And I would literally say, almost like a child, I would literally say, okay, I had yesterday to feel that way. Today is a new day. I'm feeling this way today. Because I got all yesterday to get that out of my system. So sometimes it is kind of parenting yourself. Get down on yourself if you fall back every once in a while. Because we're human, right? And it's not always easy. What we have to remember is we have control over our thoughts, and our thoughts can and do produce emotions and feelings inside of us, right? Because we might not have any thought or feeling or emotion around something until somebody else points something out, and then we start thinking about it, and then we start feeling a certain way about it that we didn't feel before because we weren't thinking about it. So if we know that we can control our thoughts, when we control our thoughts to not think in that negative way or that bad way, then we can produce a new feeling and a new emotion. And again, I want to say, sometimes we have to go through it. So we have to allow ourselves the time to heal. Because if we're not healed yet, we just suppress it, we're not doing ourselves a favor because it will come back. So sometimes the pain in that, I was saying the divine feminine thing in it, is sometimes what we're being called to do. But then once we feel like we've learned the lesson and we are ready to move on, then those physical and energetic things, those little tips can be helpful as well. Jody?
So these are all awesome. It's just really good. Nima, do you have questions about what was asked before I go on? Because I have things to add to that.
No, you can go ahead. No, I'm listening.
Okay. So
the first thing is I'll say, imagine a candle, okay? And you light the candle. Of that candle, it's burning bright. And somebody blows out light and relight your own. I want to tell you that you're empowered to do that. Okay.
Light. Okay.
Okay. Number two. To talk from personal experience, and I'm also just going to quit trouble. Okay, so they're giving me that. When we are in a situation like what you described to us, it's lower. If there's a death of a relationship, a struggle in relationship, a death of a loved one, and death of a relationship could be just the ending of a relationship, or it could be also the end of a old reality and receiving of a new. But in any case, whatever it is that fits into what you're experiencing, we have to, in my opinion, our nutrition and make sure the toxicity is out. So that means you're, and I just say this not as a promotion, I trust you know this. It was such an important thing for me. Because literally, when I had the wrong shower head and I had all these toxins coming in on me, those toxins made it harder for me to keep my vibration high. And if you, actually, I'm going to show you guys something. I'm going to go to EWG.org right now, and I'm going to show you the tap water database, okay? The tap water database also deals with your shower water. What's the zip code in Chicago? Naima, the zip code in Chicago. We've got us. I think she's muted herself.
The zip code in Chicago is 60643.
From Cincinnati, 6643.
The code in Chicago is
6643. Last year's analysis. From the city of Chicago, which it says 2.7 million people served, okay? And I'm going to share this on the show. And everybody, put your seatbelt on. It's going to tell you. This is not pretty. And I want you to understand the reason I'm showing this to you is it makes what you're going through very, very tough. There's 13 contaminants detected that exceed the EWG health guidelines. And there's a total of 22 total contaminants. Okay? By the way, legal does not necessarily equal safe. And getting a passing grade from the federal government does not mean the water is the latest health guidelines. Okay? So if I page down here, for those who are watching this, so bromochloromethane is 123 times the legal limit, by the way, but over the EWG's, you know, their guidelines. 123 times exceeds the guidelines by 123%. The potential effect on that is cancer. Chloroform, 24 times. Chromium, 9.7. Dibromeo, whatever it is, acid, 16 times. Calcitic acid, 103 times. Calcitic acid, HAA9, 319 times the recommended amount, or it's not recommended, a safe amount for toxins. And if your body
is having to fight all of this. Okay? And here are the other ones. Okay? It affects your brain. It affects your ability to, oh, this will show me, get the guide thing. Hold on. It always popped up. Michelle, were they able to see? Because I was on the other side.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So when your body's fighting, your mental state, your which these chemicals are stored in your fat cells, your brain is 70% fat. It makes it very difficult for anybody to manage really times like having discourse with a loved one or the death of a loved one or anything because your body's being chemically altered, chemical imbalance. And I don't believe to bring the body chemically into balance. And everyone's entitled to their opinion on how they want to do this. So, Michelle, you're not wrong. It may be great for you or someone else. But knowing what I know is that you can pull the toxins out and have results in a day. And you can use frankincense and lavender in a veggie cap and get rid of or at least mitigate most of that anxiety and depression and all those other things. I still use this. So the thing is that I don't ask you what you're resisting by moving forward to clean up your water supply, because, you know, like that. Or do you want to clean up your water supply now? Because for me, I'm hearing is toxicity. And they are telling me.
That's quite possible. Yeah, I do have a lot of toxins even in my home that I haven't gotten rid of yet. So it could very well be contributing to the situation. So I guess the first step is to detoxify me and detoxify my environment. And that may make a big difference in being able to change my vibration, which is also affecting me biochemically.
So I'm just, and here's what I'm going to tell you, that if you detoxify the environment first, that detoxifies you. So you got to set up the chemicals in your home first. If they haven't been opened, return them to the store. And if they have been opened, if it's hopefully return them to the store. Your health coach said it was making you sick and giving you depression. And look, there's enough research out there to prove what I'm telling you is right.
I see. Well, I definitely believe you. And I guess I'll get to work and try to make those things happen. Get rid of the toxins around me and then in me.
But I was also reminded that Angel Azrael is one. Normally, people see Azrael as the archangel of death, which, yes, that's true, but also grief. And so if you feel inclined, you can call on Archangel Azrael for help. And it's not just energetic. The, our angels, they are standing by to help us. They want to help us, but they won't interfere. So they won't just help without being asked. And so also our angels can help us with removing toxins and those type of things and giving us the, if we're asking, show me how to get rid of toxins. Well, it might be that your angel put Josie in your path to open to the messages however they come through, knowing that could be from another human being, that the answers are coming, whether the angels are giving you answers, if that makes sense.
Very much. So it sounds like she's muted herself, but well,
John, thank you very much. I appreciate that from both of you. I am grateful for words of encouragement.
So I'm going to take you through something. I want you to keep your mouth open. Okay, Naima?
Okay, okay, yes.
Okay, so keep your mic open.
Okay.
And I want you to repeat after me. And anybody else who wants to play, okay? And insert your name. So my name is Naima Latif, whatever your name is. You guys go ahead, insert your name.
My name is Naima Latif.
Mm-hmm. I am an empowered woman.
What was it again?
I am. Empowered woman.
An empowered woman.
I am an empowered woman.
My name is Naima Latif, and I am an empowered woman. My name is Naima Latif, and I am an empowered woman. My name is Naima Latif, and I am an empowered woman.
Things in life come easy to me.
Say that again.
Yeah. Notice how you can't remember this. So, the things in life come easily to me. Good things in life come easily to me.
Good things in life come easily to me. Good things in life come easily to me. Good things in life come easily to me. Good things in life come easily to me.
Okay, now, what else are they telling you? I am worth, let me make sure I get what you're telling me. I am worth the time it takes to provide myself a healthy living environment.
Okay, so. I am worth the time it takes
To provide
for myself
a healthy living environment.
A toxic-free living environment?
Sure.
I am worth the time it takes to provide for myself a toxic-free living environment.
Yes.
I am worth the time it takes to provide for myself a toxic-free living environment. I am worth the time it takes to provide for myself a toxic-free living environment.
How are you feeling in your heart to say that?
I'm sorry, the sound went out just a little bit. I missed a word. Now, what was that again?
How do you feel when you say that in your heart? How does your heart shock you?
How do I feel when I say that in my heart? Well, by the third time, I believe it more than I believed it in my heart the first time. So the first time it was words. The second time it penetrated a little. The third time, I believed it a bit.
Yes. That is the power of positive thinking. And there's an opportunity for all of us, so thank you for doing this, to
show people how you can retrain your thinking, and the resonation shows up in your heart. The high vibration shows itself in your heart, and you feel better. You deserve all good things, and I can say it to you. But until you start saying it out loud to you, it's kind of hard to believe, isn't it?
Yes, yes. That's
I have something else coming through to you, Naima. When you chose the word toxic free, also what came through was, if there are any people in your life that are enabling you to stay in this depression, meaning, you know, if there's someone that you talk to about it and they're like, oh, I understand, and kind of enabling and placating you, it can be now when you are ready to get out of that. That can now be toxic. So staying away from people, like I said, yes, people, right? Staying away from people that are enabling you to stay where you are, stay stuck. So if there is anyone, they're just saying, distance yourself from that. It doesn't mean you have to, you know, leave that relationship necessarily. It's just stay away from that because you are highly susceptible of picking up their energy and staying in that mode. And so once you do believe that you are an empowered woman, that you do control your healthy environment, you can take control of that, then you can allow people to come back in that might have enabled you before. Does that make sense? Is that resonating with you?
Yes, I guess I have to take a look at all of the people in my environment and what impact they're having on me, and how I feel when I'm in their presence and the things they say, and if what they're saying is bringing me down or helping me to stay up, or, you know, if they themselves are toxic. I've had some toxic friends that I had to step away from, and I have to maybe just like you take inventory in your house and see what are toxic things that need to be tossed out, like, you know, boxes with mold and stuff like that. Are there friends or associates or situations that are toxic that I may need to step away from that are not healthy? So I have to take inventory of that as well. Yeah. So thank you for the insight.
Yeah, and there's Dr. John DeMartini. If you want to go to YouTube, he talks about, I mean, I can also coach you on this as well, you know, offline, but there's great job. He trained me on, you know, how to create boundaries. You know, that. Stay on. And while we do that, I'll look for the video for Cindy Martini posted, unless it's a real short video, and then I can, you know, do like a 1 minute or 2 minute video that everyone gets the benefit of understanding how important it is to have healthy boundaries. Because if people are, you know, presently or continually to cross your boundaries, resentment comes in, right? Anger comes in. You feel disrespected and not valued. And we don't want that.
Yes, that's correct.
And then Christina saying Michelle can help with healthy boundaries too. So, yeah, we both all work with that. If you can either hire Michelle or myself, or you can listen to Dr. John D. Martini. You can do research on it, books on it. There's a variety of ways to create healthy boundaries for people. Because I love that you selected the topic of
chemicals, people, right, the air we breathe, all that. So I'll run the commercial real quick. And let me see if I... are we still on Blog Talk?
So I'll run to commercial real quick.
Yes.
Okay, there it is. Okay, it popped out for a minute.
Taxes are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost, and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me, for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
You know, resources on boundaries ourselves. This is Dr. John Martini, and I trained under him in 2018, I guess it is. And that's who you're going to look for is on YouTube. Okay. So we'll just turn that off. All right. Getting water filtration systems back to that. I did post in the thread the water filter link for our support.
Okay. And then
and
getting to the...
Seems like it's reverberating, but that's okay. So I'm also going to show you guys right now, some of them are on sale, so not this one. This is... this one right here, which is the Traveler, and you just pour the water into the top, and it, you know, comes out the spout. I don't know if I'm sharing that or not. Oh, yeah, I am. And so it's 25% off right now. And let me go back to that because it went to the other side. And you can take camping. You can buy extra filters. You can, you know, fill it up in a stream. You can fill up any faucet, whatever, you take it to events, it's super easy. And we have one in the house. We love it. But that's, you know, the thing is, and then the shower, I mean, of course, they have the shower head as well. But it's so important. And the shower heads are not on sale, right? Because it's probably a couple weeks before you get them water than you're drinking water. And Michelle, thank you. Yeah, we have a question in the comments. Let's go back to the Bright Shine. First of all, this is the first time you've been on the show, so thank you so much for tuning in. Bright Shine says, I've been having dreams about a guy that I haven't met yet, and he seems so cool. Wow, my heart just filled. Okay. Like that. Like, I like him so much. Is this someone I will be meeting soon? Yes. If not, how will the person be that I meet, and is this for us? So I hear it's in Florida. But go ahead, Michelle. I'll let you.
You can go ahead. I had misread that last part. Go ahead. You're getting some things. I'm getting some stuff, but I'm going to let more come in.
Okay. He's in Florida. And he was feelings in my heart place. And like he's your soulmate. And it's going to be a really easy, beautiful relationship. I was seeing something outside my window, which sometimes is a sign for, you know, messages coming in. Saying, though, you need to take it slow. You're going to want to rush into this. And Spirit is saying you need to take it very slow with this person. This person's been wounded, like we have. Like, you have, I know that it's been wounded, too. And so they're saying, start with heart, but really take it slow and then let the relationship evolve slowly. I'm hearing so slow, slow. Go ahead, Michelle.
Well, I was hearing, I didn't get specifics like Jody did, but what I did get is that these dreams that you're having about this person, enjoy them. And what is happening is you're actually creating the you're energetically creating the person that you desire. So continue to think about your dreams even when you're awake, and feel free to add to them. I'm getting so add details. Continue to tell the universe what it is that you desire in a relationship, and what is actually happening is you're drawing that person to you energetically. The two of you are being magnetized. And then I also was feeling a lot in my sacral chakra, which is, to me, the message came through is that you're birthing this. So you are actually creating it. I don't know if you are seeing this, if you knew that you were consciously manifesting this, but that's what you're doing. So really being intentional about when you're dreaming, okay, I love that, and I also wish this, or I desire this. So when we think about that consciously, when you sleep, that is going to kind of really generate and manifest that energy into the dream, which is drawing that person to you.
I love what you said. You know, when I manifested Andrew, I had a created him on my vision board. Kim Edward, can you ask a question? Absolutely, lady. Please go right ahead. So we'll wait for that. And Naima, while we're waiting that, I know you're still on. And or is Naima, are you still on or no? No, she dropped. Sorry. But her caller, actually, 309-721, so I'm going to bring on that caller.
Hello.
So welcome to the show, the Constitution Healthcare University Program, our coach. You.
You're breaking up really bad, Jody, so I'm not hearing you real clear, but my name is Kim. I'm from Moline, Illinois.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
Good. I was calling to try and get some insight on why I'm self-sabotaging myself. Like, I never managed to get myself into bed on time. I don't find the energy to, like, clean my house and put things away, so it tends to get cluttered. And then I feel guilty about, like, going out and doing something fun because I should be home cleaning. So I was just looking for some sort of insight on why I'm doing that to myself.
Michelle, I'm going to let you go first. And I just want to welcome a couple of our new guests, Sarah Lespina, Kim Edwards. We're so grateful for you. Okay, go ahead.
This is a worthiness belief that you have. Self-worth is a family. It comes from your family. Someone in your family, I'm getting mail, has made you feel it. And this has been since you were young, has made you feel that you were not worthy. Partially, it feels like male dominance, but also, well, yeah, they used it in a male-dominating sort of way. Like, they don't have true respect for women, and so this was on you from the time you were young. Whether or not you were even conscious of it, it was in that were said to you, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that. Being very critical of you, and this has grown inside of you, and now you learn to believe that you are not worthy. And so, does that resonate? Because I would like to do clearing on that, if you're willing.
Yeah, I do definitely feel that I'm not worthy of some stuff. I do. That does resonate with me, yes.
Okay. Are you, and Jody, you may want to go first. I'm really feeling like a healing and a clearing if she's willing to receive.
Yeah, she's willing to receive. I will like to go. You're spot on. I mean, I know Kim well. So,
okay.
Yeah, you're spot on.
I'm getting... okay, yeah, I'm getting just tons of energetic chills on the left, on my left side, which is
receiving.
That's the receiving, yeah.
It's your your divine feminine.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Can you just take a deep breath for me, Kim?
I'm sorry, you're breaking up a lot. What did you say?
Just take a deep breath.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, allow the golden light and infuse it with the archangel tears start appearing. Just imagine and receive this golden light coming in from the crown of your head, just filling up your entire body. Filling up your energy field as well. Your crown, which also being drawn, encompassing your mind, because that's where your thoughts are, but it's really from your heart. They're very connected.
Nice.
That feels better.
Much better. Kim, how do you feel?
Thank you. I don't know. I'm feeling like a little nervous. I think I feel calmer, though, at the same time, which is kind of weird, but.
So I'm being told now that you're aware this is a lifestyle change. If you were listening earlier, it's positive affirmations, it's self-love, am worthy. Sometimes we have to tell ourselves things maybe that we don't yet believe, but once we continue to repeat them to ourselves, we can then integrate them, and then before we believe it. And it seems very cliche, but it works. It is true.
Okay, well, that's easy enough to try.
Um, when you do the positive affirmations, Kim, you want to read them out loud or say them out loud. Let me take you through a couple that are coming for you. So I'm going to repeat it after me, and I want you to repeat it three times.
Okay.
So the first one is, do you want to use your last name on the show or not?
Sure. It's DeClerc.
Okay. So say, my name is Kim DeClerc.
My name is Kim DeClerc.
I am worthy of joy.
Could you repeat that?
Yeah. I am worthy of joy.
I am worthy of joy.
And
I am worthy. My name is Kim DeClerc. Oh, go ahead.
No, please go ahead. I apologize.
Okay. My name is Kim DeClerc. I am worthy of joy. My name is Kim DeClerc. I am worthy of joy. My name is Kim DeClerc. I am worthy of joy.
Good job. I want you to do it two more times.
My name is Kim DeClerc. I am worthy of joy. My name is Kim DeClerc. I am worthy of joy.
One more time.
My name is Kim DeClerc. I am worthy of joy. My name is Kim DeClerc. I am worthy of joy.
Do you believe that you're worthy of joy?
I'm not sure if I still do, but
so I'm gonna say it's an opportunity. Bagel mm-hmm. is messed out of my hair. So I'm gonna say it's an opportunity. Mayika wanted to know, can it be done for all listeners? Yes. So if you're listening on the show, you can be doing this, saying this all for yourself. Give me a minute, please. I'm going to clear something for you right now. It's a cellular memory. Give me a minute. It's okay. And I'm going to give permission to have you led by your joy guide.
Sure.
Okay, so your joy guide.
Okay.
Now I want you to say this again. My name is Kim DeClerc. I am worthy, and I don't want you to say it. I am worthy of joy.
All right. My name is Kim DeClerc.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or I'm worthy of having fun. Whichever one resonates should be better.
All right. I'll try the having fun one since I tried the others. My name is Kim DeClerc. I am worthy of having fun. My name is Kim DeClerc. I am worthy of having fun. My name is Kim DeClerc. I am worthy of having fun. Yeah. I almost feel like I want to cry.
What? Yeah, you're being led by your joy guide.
Okay.
Which is on your left side, which is about receiving. So your joy guide sits on your left side.
Okay.
So, well done, Kim.
Well, thank you guys. I appreciate it.
I'd love to hear how you're allowing yourself to get up when you want to get up and going out and having fun, even if all the housework isn't done, because you know what? It's always going to keep getting dirty. It's never going to be 100% clean anyway.
This is true.
You put yourself first, sweetheart. Okay? Because I know you. You're such a good soul with a big heart, and you're always doing the right thing, even when no one's looking. Right?
Well, thank
you. Integrity, too. Yeah. And things in the world, you know, are for you. You know, all good things are coming your way, and all you have to do is choose them.
Sounds good. Sounds great.
So thank you so much for calling into the show today. Really grateful. We're past our time. We have all the people here. So what I'm going to say to everybody is Michelle will be here August 2nd. Again, she's the first Tuesday of every month. So if we didn't get you today, you can call in next or you can call Michelle or I, okay? And so let me see if I have Anna here. Oh, good gracious. So here's my number, right? That's scrolling, 847-738-0242. Then I'm going to give you Michelle's again. I know we're going a few minutes over, but I'll create a banner for Michelle as well so you can see on there, and we'll also put it in the chat, okay? So
if you want to book a reading there, there's a way to just do the page on my website and book directly through there. So if that's what you prefer, if you have a burning question.
That's what I'm putting in your, on the banner, is I'm putting in your So it seems to be messing up. So let me just, if I can do this again. So why don't you tell us what your website address is, please? So
www.rockstarcoach.org. Rockstarcoach.org. And if you go to the services page, it will show all of my services. They're under each service.
And so I'm adding that as a beginner real quick. So there's right? www.rockstarcoach. Also putting this in the post. So I'm beyond grateful that we've had many listeners, repeat listeners, and new listeners today. We are so grateful for you showing up, for engaging. You are welcome to join us every Tuesday, which is 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central, and if you're on the West Coast, God bless you. It's 5 a.m. Thank you, Christina. She's a
fan. What's the best? You're across the...
Right. We have friends in Australia this weekend, so... Yeah, we're so grateful. All right, so so that's how you get in touch. We encourage you to reach out to us, and you can call either of us. Andrew said for a free consult. Chris says, "I love you both. We love you,
Chris."
All right, and I am going to run the end of the show real quick, and girlfriend. It is always a blessing to have you here.
Always.
Yeah.
Easy, I agree. Easy. Thank you.
Actually, I'm going to say this. Everyone, change your language today. Everything's easy. Think about Staples and the easy button. Okay? Everything's easy. Mwah.